Tuesday is Tuesday Book Club time, when Andrew Popel, the master of the written word right here on 2SER, comes in, helps you pick what you might end up reading. Time is precious, so you might as well pick the good books. Me, I just read constantly, so I'll read any old rubbish. But I've got to admit, since we've been doing this, my taste in books has improved immeasurably. Andrew, very good morning to you.
Hey, morning, Nick. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. Now, you've got something that I've been quite excited to do, because I love Sydney. I love books about Sydney. What do you got for us?
It's the book that you're not allowed to buy on your e-reader.
I know,
Nick.
You're going to have to buy
a hard copy of this today. I've got Vanessa Berry's Mirror Sydney to offer up to the dear listeners. This is perhaps not the book Sydney deserves, but the one it needs right now. Whether you're languishing in a quickly overheating train or watching your suburb become the next off-ramp for something with 10 lanes and the suffix connects wedged into its cake hole, this is the book that will restore your faith in Sydney as a rich and vibrant city, not just a series of confusing turns as you make your way to the beach. Vanessa Berry is a peerless observer of Sydney in all its glorious iterations. She's been a zine writer since the 90s, has a fantastic book called 99, exploring this particular period in our cultural awakening. And Mirror Sydney grew out of her blog of the same name, observing the city from ground level and sometimes a little bit below. But Nick, first, what's your idea of Sydney? And let's try to keep this expletive-free, so maybe ignore any conservative regime decisions going on at the moment.
Yeah, look, ignoring that, my view of Sydney is adopted home, best city in the world, wouldn't trade it for anything, genuinely cannot imagine living anywhere else.
Well, then you're the sort of audience that is going to only have your position, I guess, reaffirmed by Mirror Sydney. I think there are probably people out there who might not be sold, who would find some interesting tidbits. But look, the Sydney of postcards and travel advertisements boasts of glistening beaches and a harbour that runs all the way, well, let's say to Parramatta, to get me out of any weird innuendo there. This city sparkles on its surface and invites the visitor and a local alike to celebrate Sydney now. Vanessa Berry's Mirror Sydney, though, that's a book that does not deny the city's existence. Rather, it challenges us all with the Sydneys that have been. Generations of iterations that were bulldozed with new fashions, as well as suburbs that they're not on the tourist trail, but are nevertheless formative for those who call them home. Mirror Sydney is the Gregory's of Sydney's ephemera. If you're playing along at home and don't know what a Gregory's is, go break into the nearest Cortina or Skyline and check the glove box or the back seat. 2SER would like you to not break into any cars. No. If you even knew that a Skyline was a car. Look, it takes us through, Mirror Sydney takes us through the suburbs that span our metropolis, looking into their past and exploring the residents, the icons that make these the suburbs of our memories. So if you want to learn about Sydney's towers, more than just a centre point, Sydney's elephants, you have to read it, Nick. Mystery structures that defy logic, perhaps the fate of unpopular urban infrastructure projects, or just discover something new about your own suburb, then Mirror Sydney, it's your essential guide. And it is a beautiful book. We talked about this off air, Nick. It feels like this wonderful melding of Vanessa's zine culture aesthetic. Mixed in with the production and styling of her blog, it has a captivating gatefold cover. It's got the most amazing paper stock quality and detailed inking that permeates the pages. And this is all just the backdrop for a range of incredible hand-drawn maps that take you beyond the pinch and zoom world of Google Street View and open up the hidden and lost parts of Sydney. Now, so incidentally, Vanessa has an exhibition of her art from Mirror Sydney starting this Thursday, like a couple of days, the 5th of October. It's at 55 Sydenham Road. So it's an art space down in Marrickville. Marrickville's definitely a suburb you can discover in Mirror Sydney. So consider this also your what's on for the week.
Please.
Another thing I love about Mirror Sydney is that in exploring the hidden and lost sites of Sydney's past, Vanessa doesn't shy away from the 40,000 plus years of history that happened before the tank stream became a rather unfun water slide beneath the CBD. Through the suburban chapters, Vanessa, she explores the history and the hypocrisy of our efforts, or lack thereof, to acknowledge and reconcile ourselves with the area's true owners. Best of all, it doesn't have to be a cover-to-cover read. Now, you might disagree with me, Nick. I know we have different ideas, especially about short story collections. But you can dip in, buy two copies, and throw one in the car, like the aforementioned Gregory's, and pull it out next time you're driving through an unfamiliar or not often visited part of town and discover a little bit of that local flavour.
Okay.
Absolutely. I would be driving through. For instance, Nick, I mean, you might not even be driving, but maybe on your walk home, you can discover that Sydney is a veritable bestiary. With a range of interesting homages to animals, something to look for is a large lion and tiger adorning a front yard in Petersham.
I do not even know that. I should know that very well, but I do not.
I know I've walked past it. I cannot put my finger exactly where it is, but hunt that down. Parramatta Road. There's got to be so many people listening right now hating on Parramatta Road. And it's always been a mainstay of transport complainers. But did you know that once upon a time, it was a bit of a ghost town after the construction of the rail line to Parramatta in the 1850s?
I did not know that.
Train became just so much nicer. I mean, it wasn't paved at that stage.
No, of course not. The train would have been much more pleasant.
Annette Kellerman, you're a fit guy. You must go swimming near at the Annette Kellerman Aquatic Centre in Marrickville.
I'm aware of it. I don't go, but I'm aware of it.
I was swimming
Fanny
there.
Fanny Durack for me in Petersham.
There you go. Well, I don't know. I don't have any facts about Fanny, but Annette Kellerman, apart from an incredible swimmer, was a bit of a protest against what would we call the slightly drowny skirted suits that Modesty declared were appropriate, and she actually invented a skirtless suit it was sort of the beginning of the 20th century that much resembles the swimsuits of today.
Wow.
Yeah. And she's got a pool named after her.
Of course she does. Why not? Yeah.
All these things and more in Mirror Sydney.
I'm really excited for it.
It's so great.
Can we just say again how beautiful it is as a book, as a printed book? It is stunning.
I read a lot of books. You don't realize how much paper quality matters to you until you've got really bad stuff. So if you get an uncorrected proof, often they're on very thin paper. This is like the polar opposite. The paper is just beautiful. Like, you enjoy turning pages. And because of that, the ink sinks in. So these drawings are vivid. I mean, I would get down to Vanessa's exhibition, because I can only imagine how much better they are in real life seeing the originals.
I'm definitely going to head down there. You said October 5th?
October 5th. From October 5th. So I think it's the opening on Thursday. I'd check out the details. You can go to Mirror Sydney. I think it's mirrorsydney.com. They'll probably have details there of the exhibition, and you can discover more about Vanessa.
Please do. Go and check that out. And for people who want to discover more about Final Draft.
Oh, I would go to 2SER.com.
Good.
And we'll be going into supporter drive from this weekend.
We are.
So I would really encourage people to listen in and call up and support, because you love Final Draft, because you love books, but also because you love community radio.
Please do. We're going to be kicking that all off from Friday. Andrew Popel, we will talk in a few weeks' time after supporter drive.
Absolutely. I might even stick my head in and say good day during.
Please do.
Thanks, Nick.
See ya.